Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna... Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Thanks, Andrew Downs, and welcome to a special edition Cyclone Fanatic radio show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Of course, we are, as always, brought to you by our friends at Goal Setter Basketball Systems, the best in basketball. March Madness is here. We have brackets for the Big 12 tournament this weekend, or I guess this week, in Kansas City. And for the next hour, that is what we are going to break down. Iowa State, Big 12 fans, you will love this hour. I will promise you that. If, indeed, you want to call us and talk to us on the Hy-Vee hotline, the number is 515-284-5966. Again, 515-284-5966. You want to disagree with us? You want to agree with us? You want to ask us a question? Fire away. Brent Bloom, what is up, my man? It's March.
Best time of year.
It is. I want to welcome Encyclopedia from CycloneFanatic.com, Kirk Holland, to the program.
Thanks, bud.
How are you?
Good. You know, I have a question for you out of the gate.
Okay. Wow.
Over the weekend, you know, me and Bloom, our high school alma maters, did some work. And
they did?
Brought home a girls' state championship.
Nice. Congratulations.
What
you're
you
a Waukee guy?
No. Nevada Cup.
Oh, I was going to say, you weren't a Waukee guy. I would have heard about that before.
No.
Okay. So what's your question?
What did Clarinda do? Where are they?
Failed to qualify.
Okay.
Failed to qualify this year. Now, my Bondurant Blue Jays, they're there often.
Yes,
were they there this year? I don't think they were
No, they knocked Nevada out at Substate Final last year, though.
Yeah, so suck on that then, Holland. Clarinda Cardinals down, rebuilding year for the Cardinals down there in Southwest Iowa, the Hawkeye Conference. Not a rebuilding year for the Iowa State Cyclones. Looking forward to, guys, what's going to be just a redunculous week in Kansas City. You know, so later on, it'll probably be tomorrow. Jared Stansberry, our intern, has been putting together just a big joint column that all of our contributors at CycloneFanatic.com are working on. We're all just blabbering about what we think may or may not happen in Kansas City. But it is a fascinating bracket, guys, when you look at it. What we've seen so far this year in the Big 12. Probably the most predictable year I've ever seen in the league, Bloom. Is that a stretch? I mean, there's
unpredictable?
Been unpredictable. Yeah, I've seen. excuse me, I've seen a lot of unpredictable in this. Yeah. Even last year was unpredictable, but this year, man, it's been nuts.
The outright champion, outright, had five losses. That's unheard of.
Yeah,
really. In any Power Five.
Can I give credit to you, Kirk? You wrote a column.
We talked about that.
Yeah, before the season, Kirk wrote a column. I think you were the first to put it on paper that you predicted the Big 12 champ would have four or five losses.
I think my theory was, is it going to be like a three-way tie, and Texas might have been involved.
Let's not get into details.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, the 13-5 isn't a huge shock.
And if you look at the Big 12, I could see six different teams have a realistic chance of winning that thing come Saturday night. Now, I think there's a couple above the rest. I could see Texas winning that. I could see the top five.
Of the top six seeds, you don't believe Oklahoma State?
I don't think Oklahoma State can string three in a row.
I would agree with you.
They're good defensively. They just don't have enough firepower to do it three times.
And I hate to jinx it, but I'm still not sure Texas can. I'm kind of in the camp of, yeah, they have a lot of really good players, but they had a lot of really good players all year.
True.
And their best wins are Baylor at home, TCU on the road. I mean, they don't have hardly any good wins. At UConn. The best teams in the league went to Austin and won.
The resume does not match the image. Like, if you see that team on paper, you're going, okay, not great. But then you see them in person, you're going, whoa, there's some studs.
So I'll play devil's advocate here then, as far as the Texas Longhorns go. And we're assuming that's going to be Iowa State's opponent on Thursday night at 6 o'clock.
Texas took Baylor to the wire on Friday night.
I mean, if Devontae Williams goes 8 of 9 from 3 we might see the Red Raiders on Thursday.
The commentary around this Texas team, though, and it's a team where I'll make an argument, they could And Reed Forgrave was on with Ross and I earlier today, and Reed kind of agreed with me where if some reason they get hot, if for some reason it does click, they have the talent to make a run and win the Big 12 tournament. But they've also proven to us, Kirk, that they could drop a game to Texas Tech in the opening round because, let's face it, on Wednesday night in Kansas City, the tournament is very well attended. Wednesday night is not well attended. That is going to be a sleepy Sprint Center. Weird things do happen on that Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean, I would suspect they'll win because I think they beat all the teams seated below them. I think they might have swept all four of them, yeah. Or three of them, I guess. Actually, they did sweep all three of them. So, I mean, I suspect they'll beat Texas Tech, but they've struggled against the better teams in the league, and that includes home games. They beat West Virginia and Baylor at home, and that's it.
Yeah, Texas, though, Bloom, they scare me. I don't like the matchup for Iowa State. I know what happened in Austin, but there's just enough talent there to make me still worry. To throw out what they've done this year, there's just enough talent there, and they're desperate. They're a desperate team. They know they need wins to make the NCAA tournament. I'm not saying I think Iowa State loses to them, but this Texas team is good enough to go on a run and play on Saturday night.
Well, they've got three guys that can carry them, and Taylor, the point guard, and then Miles Turner, when he's on, is really good as a freshman big guy. And then Jonathan Holmes has been flat out actually pretty brutal the last month and a half, but he has the potential to make some shots
and
give people problems. The crazy thing about the Big 12 this year, currently there are two teams on winning streaks, and it's only two games. That's Iowa State and Texas. Everybody else has either won one game or lost one game. That's it. A couple have lost in a row. But it's hard to win multiple games in the Big 12. I mean, how many three-game winning streaks have there been in this conference? There's just not many. So someone's going to have to string it together. I don't think Texas has much problem with Tech. In fact, that line's out. It's 10 points.
Is it a 10-point line?
It's a 10-point line.
Good stat.
But I look at it, the other game, K-State and TCU, that's a point and a half. So that's a pickup.
That's a point and a half?
A point and a half.
Wow.
A lot of power rating systems have TCU ahead of Kansas State.
KenPom has them at like 54,
yeah,
at least K-State's they did before
like
the Iowa State.
The 80s, yeah.
But I think if you look at the quarterfinals, I don't see any of those games. The Oklahoma State-Oklahoma line's already out, and it's 4. Is all. I don't think any of those are above 5 points, 5.5.
In fact, there's in our little column that I was just talking about, Austin Narber writes for us. He's picking Oklahoma State to beat the Oklahoma Sooners in that basketball
game. They've given them some trouble at times. Now, Oklahoma was down in Stillwater and then torched them in the second half. So I don't know what's going to happen. But when you have Phil Forte and LeBrian Nash, those two guys can carry you for a game. I don't know if they can do it a couple of times. I would love to see them in the semifinal as an Iowa State fan.
That's a dream.
Rather than Oklahoma. However, I just don't know. We saw what Oklahoma did there last year. Remember, they just laid a complete egg, and Baylor ran
them
out of the building.
And the thing about Lon Kruger coach teams, and I think everybody listening to our show knows how much I love Lon Kruger. I think he's fantastic. But his teams generally don't perform very well in March. I don't know what it is.
They haven't done well in any of the tournaments.
I don't know what it is about Lon Kruger coach teams, but they fold in March. Something to keep an eye on with these Oklahoma Sooners.
And they have six guys. They really don't. They play six guys. So they're going to be okay game one. Game two, probably still fine. But game three, you wonder. I know these are young kids, but still, that's three intense games in 3 days. If Oklahoma does make the final, I would like whoever's on that top side.
And you also like the fact that you know that Travis Ford's going to run them on. What are you laughing at, Kurt?
They don't really run.
No,
they're gonna get up and down the court
on
Thursday night.
They will make life difficult.
It's an 8 o'clock game. They are going to. It's a rivalry game. They're gonna go at it. And I don't know how big of a factor that plays, but nonetheless, I think it. That's an emotional game for Oklahoma. Same with Kansas. Let's look at the quarterfinals in Kansas. If they get Kansas State. Think about what happened the last time those two teams played. It's emotional games for those
basketball
teams.
It's matchups like that where I'm glad we're not in the same conference as Iowa. I mean,
where
you have to deal with the rivalry just nonstop. That's totally fine with one game, and it's over by Christmas.
It's over? What are you talking about?
Well, not everyone's famous enough to have Hawkeye trolls attacking them.
There's nothing over about the Iowa State-Iowa rivalry. I can guarantee you that.
It's a wild tournament. That quarterfinal last year, it was wild. all of the spreads were within 3 points in the quarterfinals. This year, I think a couple of them could be like 4 or 5. But any of those 8 teams, I'm not surprised if Kansas gets beat. I'm not surprised if West Virginia beats Baylor, of course.
Let's talk about that game.
I think that winner may have the easier road to the final.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would agree. From an Iowa State standpoint, I would rather play Kansas in the semis than Oklahoma.
I would, yeah.
Do you guys agree with that?
No, I think it depends on Perry. It sounds like Perry Ellis will probably be okay.
We heard about Embiid last year, too, so I'm going to wait and see.
Brandon Green will probably be back, but he's kind of fallen off a little bit here lately. I mean, and Kansas is just a way better matchup. They're one of the few teams in the league that will run with Iowa State. They don't have any imposing big guys. They're big guys that, like Lucas and Traylor.
Yeah, they're not.
We don't even really bother defending them outside of the paint. It's just a lot better matchup for Iowa State.
515-284-5966, Cyclone Fanatic Radio here, our annual Big 12 tournament preview show. We're broadcasting live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, of course. Goal Setter Basketball Systems bringing us this evening's radio program. I'm going to tell you a great deal on Goal Setters coming up here later on in the hour. Also want to thank our good friends at Country Landscapes for providing our Big 12 tournament coverage this week. Rob Gray and I, Jared Stansbury, will all be down in Kansas City covering the Cyclones. Locations in Central Eastern, Northern Iowa, serving Ames, Ankeny, Des Moines, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Clear Lake, Mason City, Marshalltown, and all those surrounding communities. Country Landscapes.
What else do they serve? Let's just name every single centralized town.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
It's Country Landscapes, second year in a row. They are sending us down to Kansas City, so we appreciate that sponsorship. I want to go back to that quarterfinal matchup at 11:30 on Thursday, a very intriguing basketball game.
Fantastic.
Between Baylor, the 4 seed, West Virginia, the 5 seed. I got to eat some crow on West Virginia. I didn't think they were very good. When Iowa State beat them that second time, they hadn't played the gauntlet of their Big 12 schedule at that point. And I guess I wasn't completely sold on Iowa State at that time anyway, so I'm thinking, you know, Clones just swept them. I'm looking at who they had remaining on the schedule. I really thought they were going to implode, and they haven't. Tip of the hat to Bob Huggins for what he's not only done this year, but with two of their top players being out for a good chunk of those games. Bloom, the Staten and Brown, looks like they're going to be back for the tournament.
Sounds correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, you match them up with Baylor. What did you say the line was? The line is already out on that.
Not that one.
Well, because we don't have a line in that one. But I'd almost, if you want me to guess the point spread, if Brown and Staten are back, is there a chance that West Virginia is a slight favorite in that basketball game, even though they're undefeated?
I'd say
Baylor
at 3.
2.5, 3.
You think so?
I'm
going to pick West Virginia right now. I'm going on the record, and y'all know how much I love Baylor. I'm going to pick West Virginia.
This is going to sound blasphemous coming from me.
I love it. You're about to compliment my boy, aren't you?
I think it's not him. It's not Scott Drew. It's his guys. I think Baylor.
Oh, so he has nothing to do with it. You're
Baylor
right.
Baylor makes the final. I do. I just like the way
second
those guys.
Second year in a row.
I like the way that team is constructed. I don't know if it's coaching. I won't go that far.
So you're going to pick Scott Drew over Bill Self in the semifinal.
It sounds like I'm cussing on the air right now.
Yeah.
But yes. Yes, I am.
I love it.
Give
the man some credit, Blue. Why do you keep talking him down? Give him credit.
It's not him, though. It's the guy.
Oh, yeah, because he has nothing to do with what's going on there. Yeah, you're right. It's all the players.
Torian Prince has
nothing to do with the head coach.
Torian Prince, Rico Gathers, Kenny Cherry.
They're not that talented.
They're not that talented. They're college basketball talented. They're not NBA guys.
Right.
I mean, they're very sound. They can beat you from.
So they have good fundamentals. Where does that come from?
No, I mean, they think sound and AAU. They had great AAU coaches.
Coach clearly. Has nothing to do with it.
And then Rico Gathers is an absolute monster. Well, you average a double-double. I thought somebody had the stats like the second guy in the last 4 years in the Big 12 to average a double-double.
First since Thomas Robinson.
Since Thomas Robinson. And he's not exactly a skilled guy, but he's just an animal. And
who recruited him?
Probably Art Briles.
When Medford and Cherry are your guards, they can orchestrate the team. They don't even need the head coach.
Well, and they ran West Virginia out
unbelievable.
They ran West Virginia out of the gym in Morgantown.
They did.
They have 2 point guards. They spread the floor, and they have a bunch of dudes. I'm telling, they are the 2013 Iowa State Cyclones reincarnated. Torian Prince is like a better shooting Will Clyburn.
Yep.
And they have Rico Gathers down low. And when they go four guard, I think they're really, really good. I don't know why they don't do that more often. They have Gathers and Motley in there together. But, yeah, Baylor.
Listen, I love Baylor.
They could lose by 15. See, that's the thing with Baylor is you just –
But they're less – They're less like that this year than
they've really only had one outlier game, and that was their home loss to Oklahoma
State.
And
they almost had one against Texas Tech the other night.
Yes.
I mean, if they lost to Texas Tech, I would have called that an outlier.
Yeah, I at home, yeah, that's a major outlier.
Here's the problem.
And they got lucky. Right, I mean, they really did get lucky to win
that
game.
There are some folks who, if Baylor were to get to the final and Iowa State loses in the semi, there's some chatter that Baylor would jump Iowa State on the pecking order. And guess what the closest regional to Baylor is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Seriously?
How about that? Now,
how is, like, Louisville now?
Well, because then Louisville's taken by others. So it could be, if Baylor steals Omaha, I will forever hold a grudge more so to Scott Drew.
I kind of feel like this West Virginia team, though, I mean, watching them at Kansas, it's one of those teams where it's hard to really describe what you're seeing, but they seem like they have a bit of an it factor. They play the weird style. I'm the guy who killed them and said they're not a top 25 team like 2-3 weeks ago. Okay, that I've really come around on them. I like their heart. I like how Huggins has put the eye of the tiger within that West Virginia team.
Here's the problem.
That's where they have the edge on Baylor.
The teams they eat alive are the teams that cannot handle pressure with guards and teams that don't rebound.
Yeah.
Well, Baylor has.
Yeah, they can do it both.
The guards and they've got Rico Gathers, and I think Baylor's got more shooters. It depends on if Brown and Staten can play.
Well, I'm assuming they're going to
if
play.
So, but how effective will they be? I'm impressed West Virginia did what they did to Oklahoma State without those two. So something's going well. West Virginia's got some young guys playing good basketball. It's a whole new life, though, in the Sprint Center when you have to face that Baylor size.
It will be fun.
Oh, I can't wait. What a great opener.
Yeah, that's a hell of a game. Well, and West Virginia can't shoot
then
to
they
save their
shoot.
Lives.
They're
if they shoot, if they're shooting well, you're in trouble.
Baylor, well, Bob Huggins admitted it in Ames this year. He basically said we have to shoot twice as much as our opponent to win games.
Which they get to most of the time.
Because of the turnovers.
Baylor's a great offensive rebounding team. They are not nearly as great of a defensive rebounding team. So that's something West Virginia can exploit. I'd have no idea. If I had a gun to my head who to pick, I don't want to pick it.
No.
I guess I'd flip a
You'd
coin.
You'd rather be shot.
I would rather be shot.
I guess I'd go Baylor, but no idea.
It's going to be a great game. The second game on Thursday I think will be two if Kansas State can somehow beat TCU on Wednesday night, which
TCU's
I assume
TCU's there, it's I don't know.
If TCU's there, it's a garbage game.
I don't lie watching.
They
it.
Played all right in Lawrence, though.
They did.
I would like
they
to see.
They hung in there. No one ever thought they were
I would like
win.
To see Kansas State and Kansas play in the Sprint Center
so
at 1:30 on Wednesday.
That'd be fantastic.
Or on Thursday, excuse me. That would be, especially, you know, with what happened the last time, the charging the floor and, you know, Bill Self's getting smothered by a bunch of Kansas State fans. I mean, it's good drama. We all love drama, don't we? Isn't that what we sign up for this stuff for?
And if Perry Ellis isn't completely healthy, there's some.
He's not going to be completely healthy. Remember the Joel Embiid story from last year. Self's playing us, guys. He's playing us.
Are you saying he's going to play? Are you, he's not gonna
I don't
play
know.
All?
I don't know if he's going to play or not.
They made it sound like today like he would be available.
But
well, we heard the same thing with Embiid last year. I thought he was going to play against Iowa State leading up to that semifinal.
I mean, that looked pretty wicked when he got his knee rolled up on
Yes. I mean, we all thought worst.
Yeah.
I did.
I thought he was, I thought it was like a
I thought he was
lineman.
Done.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't trust Bill Self as far as I can throw him. Speaking of Bill Self, the AP gave him Big 12 Coach of the Year today. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? We're going to talk about that when we come back. This is the special edition Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented, as always, by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny previewing this week's Big 12 tournament. Back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
The weather keeps getting warmer and the deals keep getting hotter. Cyclone Fanatic and Goal Setter Basketball Hoops have teamed up for a March offer that's twice as nice as the rest of the country. Now through March 31st, shop online through Cyclone Fanatic and receive a custom Cyclone fan package valued at more than $500. Qualifying hoop purchases will receive an officially licensed Iowa State pole pad, ISU net, backboard decal, and free delivery. Act fast, though. This offer is only available at CycloneFanatic.com and only from Made in Iowa Goal Setter Basketball System, the best in basketball.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmeat are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to a special edition Monday night Cyclone Fanatic radio show here on 1460 KXNO. Big shout out to Goal Setter Basketball Systems, their sponsor here tonight. Great deal by Goal Setter going on right now for you, the Cyclone Fanatics. So here's what's going on. The month of March, the rest of the nation is getting a deal that is a value of $289. But Goal Setter, due to their relationship with us at CycloneFanatic.com, giving away over $500 worth of savings. This is what you get. A qualifying hoop, you get a free pull pad. So that's what everybody else is getting. On top of that, you're going to get a Cyclone pull pad, a free backboard decal, a Crazy Nets net, free shipping. So that's basically twice as good as everybody else if you log on to Goal Setter and use the promo code FANATIC. It's the best in basketball, Goal Setter. Check out their ad at CycloneFanatic.com. The Associated Press released its Big 12 basketball awards today. Yesterday it was the Big 12 conferences. George Niang of Iowa State, first team, no surprise there. Monte Morris lands on the second team.
Coach of the Year, I found this was interesting. I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I do think we can have a conversation about it going to Bill Self at Kansas. Now, you've got to respect, 11 in a row. He's doing it in a weird way where there's constant turnover, but I think you can make the same comment about Fred Hoiberg. He's doing it maybe even in a more difficult way with transfers, and you're having to fuse guys who maybe haven't necessarily worked out where they've been in the past. But I'll pose this to you, Brent Bloom. If you had a vote, who would you give Big 12 Coach of the Year to?
I would have given it to Bob Huggins or Scott Drew.
I would. That's where I'm at, too. I don't think you can argue with either one of those two.
It's like Bill Self is – I don't know. You could give that award to him every year. It's like kind of like LeBron with the MVP for basketball. He's clearly 11 years in a row winning or sharing the title. That's impressive. It's a great – maybe it's a longevity award for him. He could get it every year, but the job that Huggins and Drew did – I thought those were like 7 and 8 in the Big 12.
Absolutely.
They finished 4 and 5, and they're a both top 20 teams with – with their guys back, I thought that was a better coaching job.
What about you, Kirk?
Oh, I'd probably go Scott Drew, but I don't have a problem with Bill Self winning it. I think just if you win 11 in a row, you have to win Coach of the Year like 25% of those years, right, which is basically where he's at. But, you wonder, too, I don't know how the voting goes. Does the Huggins and Scott Drew vote get split in half? And I don't know.
I know why he didn't win it, but Fred Hoiberg has to be in the conversation if you're a voter. You lose two All-Americans.
Yeah.
You lose the Big 12 Player of the Year.
I think one more win, and he probably would have had a – which you have
– erased the Texas Tech game?
If any of them. If he shares for a title, he probably wins it.
Yeah. But
that was a huge talking point all summer and all, before Christmas was, Iowa State can't be better. They're losing two All-Americans. Well, I think they probably are – better this year.
Well, and look at the, I don't know, how much credence we should put into it, but the preseason standings, picked
right.
Fifth, you tie for second. Now, Baylor and West Virginia, like you said, Brent, they, they overperform as well. But, it's an impressive run by Hoiberg. And then you know, what was the conversation like in the summer? Well, this Bryce DeJean-Jones guy, I don't know if they can, and there's been some bumps in the road, but it hasn't been an overwhelming success, but you can't call it a failure either. He's worked that out.
He's helped win games.
Absolutely he has. And I think he's going to, as we noted last week, Bloom, I think he will in March as well. So Hoiberg's got to be in the conversation.
And he implemented McKay midseason into a third-team All-Big 12 guy and the Defensive Player of the Year. So that's tough to do as well. Now, Jimmy, a big part of that. It's the Coach of the Year voting is so weird because – there's 10 really good coaches in the league, and sometimes your good coaching comes from your players buying in. And that's where I go back to Scott Drew.
Do you think Travis Ford
really
is a really good coach?
No. I don't. But if they, if
I agree.
But here's
I don't
the thing. So would they finish 8-10?
Eight and ten.
So if he wins three of those that are different, they were close to beating Iowa State twice.
Yeah,
does that make him a better coach?
No, it doesn't. But I've just. Scott Drew, I didn't think was a good coach 3 years ago. I've watched enough basketball to see subtle things he's done that I think are actually good coaching moves. Travis Ford, time and time again in situations, I think he just falls on his face. He doesn't have the random timeout thing that everyone can joke about. But, there's
genius
timeouts. Against Iowa State at home this year, the last play he drew up that got blocked in the corner was crap. He could have done so much better. And, the same thing in Stillwater last year. It's not what they vote on, but it is. So,
515-284-5966. If you'd like to join us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, a little Big 12 tournament preview, the Hy-Vee Hotline. Helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of Iowa State Athletics. I want to talk about one other award, and this mirrored what happened in the Big 12 yesterday, and that's Tayshaun Thomas, newcomer of the year in the Big 12. And I can't argue with that. He's been great at Oklahoma. I did see our boy David Ubben from Fox Sports. Is it Ubben or Ubben? It's Ubben.
Ubben.
He thinks that Jameel McKay should have gotten that award. Well, Defensive Player of the Year for Iowa State.
It was odd because McKay was the only unanimous selection on the all-newcomer team but wasn't the newcomer of the year. So
does that mean somebody left him off?
Somebody left
Or someone at the Big 12 office can't add.
Someone left Thomas off, which would be bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
that doesn't
add up to me
any
either.
Sense.
It did. I don't know. I don't. Somebody must have just forgot, honestly, that Thomas was
and people
newcomer.
Wonder why I bag on, like, the AP poll and the – you know what I mean? Like, these are just dudes. It's like you and me and Tommy Birch.
Right.
And, like, we can – like, I don't care what you say, how much ball you watch. You're not watching every Gonzaga game. You're not it is very hard to not leave something out or make some sort of mistake. Now, this was the Big 12 office yesterday in a different scenario, but it's why you can't take these polls and whatnot like the Bible.
Yeah, it's an interesting deal. And then McKay winning Defensive Player of the Year, I thought he had a huge impact on Iowa State's defense. Iowa State's defense is still, what, seventh efficient? In efficiency,
it's gotten better, though, hasn't it?
Eighth in conference play right
eighth
now.
In conference. So
it's a really fine line between, like, eighth and fifth.
Was McKay that valuable as opposed to, I don't know, Michael Cobbins at Oklahoma State?
Well, the thing about Defensive Player of the Year and defensive team, it's just a team picked off of how many blocks and steals
it's
and defensive rebounds
yeah.
you got. I mean, there's some complaining on Twitter about how, like, four of the six guys are on, like, the last four teams in scoring efficiency. It's like, well, if you put all those guys on the same team, they'd probably make a really good defense. It's just kind of one of those things. It's just how it is. Like, it's just a measure of who had the most blocks and steals. You can't really throw in team scoring.
It's hard to gauge who's really good at doing good ball hedges.
Right. Yeah.
When you know your other four guys are, like Kirk said, if your other four guys aren't helping, it doesn't matter.
Like that dude's rotations are on point
fantastic.
All year. He had 17% of rotations right.
It's no different than when we're asked to vote for the preseason center of the year in the Big 12.
Oh, yeah. It's
you know what I mean?
Time.
Like,
yeah.
And even the postseason, like, what guys are up there in the press box watching the left guards? Mm. You know what I mean? And can give you actual analysis to know if that guy's pulling at the right. You know what I mean? Doing that, it's a very difficult thing to vote for.
Well, and back to Thomas and McKay, I think it's probably neck and neck. I would maybe go McKay, but I'm also just really bitter that Thomas was even eligible. But I also think Thomas is, I don't know, I was going to say maybe more valuable. I think you take him off their team and they lose a lot. You lose a lot with McKay too, but we saw him without McKay, and Iowa State was still a really good team.
I didn't have a huge problem with that.
No.
The one beef where the majority of people had was with Monte being left off first team. And honestly, I love what Monte did, and I think if there were six spots, he'd be number six.
Yeah.
West Virginia almost deserved a guy just with their year. I know Staten was hurt. He's your preseason Big 12 Player of the Year. He's a senior. There's some politics there.
Yeah.
I probably lean Monte. I don't think it's such a travesty, though, that they pick Staten over Monte. I know some Iowa State fans say, oh. The problem is Monte was just so good towards the latter half of the Big 12. Yeah. I think he got lost when everyone was focusing on the awards from, you know, the first 10 games.
LeBrian Nash felt disrespected that he was left off. Did you see that tweet?
Win some more games, LeBrian.
Yeah.
Who are you taking off?
Find a better
Brian?
Coach to play for.
Yeah, I mean, this was
there's
the first
there's
team.
Nobody you can think about removing.
Perry Ellis,
in the conference.
Rico Gathers, those guys are good.
What was Nash
Buddy,
second team?
Nash was second team, yeah. Niang and Staten. Yeah, so I don't know who you're taking off.
Essentially
LeBrian.
Wanted to take off George.
You can't take off
you can't
George.
Take off
I mean,
George.
In my opinion, George, if they did straight player of the year voting, is probably third. Maybe second, probably third. I think you got to give Ellis a nod. But.
Here's a question for you. So Jake Sullivan shows up for the Monday evening rebound earlier today and asked me off the air, and we didn't really have a debate because it was such a difficult question to answer. And Jake said, if you're starting a team from scratch, you can have the pick. You can have George Niang or Monte Morris. Which route do you go? I mean, it's an impossible question to answer.
I'd go George.
I went with George. Jake went with Monte Morris, but neither one of us were crazy confident about what
no,
we had to
and
say.
Monte's super important. And we talked about, I think, in December with how you could make the argument that Monte was kind of the most important player for Iowa State at the time. But George on offense, every single time down the court, he can get you a shot or someone else a shot. On defense, I mean, Monte's a far better defender. I mean, different game with who they're defending. But I think George is the walking mismatch factor in offense.
That's exactly. Yeah, he's so unique that you can't replace him. There's not another George in the country.
Yeah.
Now, there's very few Montes. There's probably maybe two or three.
Right.
But I think it's – you can – a point guard can do what Monte does, not to his degree, his level. it's impossible to find another George. Like Kirk said, in that second half, he was George was terrible in the first half against TCU. But his second half, he was amazing, and he set everything else up. I mean, he can drive it, he can shoot it. He was dishing it out. He was everywhere. It's just you can't replace that.
I would totally agree with that. Monte Morris, man, he's
been so good.
You know, and he's hitting those threes, and he's starting to.
Here's your stat of stat of the day.
All right,
for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, Ryan Spangler led the Big 12 in field goal shooting at 56%.
Yep.
Number two in the league, Monte Morris.
Wow.
At 51.5.
His for a position, guard, that's
more
incredible.
That's almost more impressive than the assist
only,
to turnover.
Only
ratio.
Guard in the top 11 in the Big 12, and he was second.
And when he's hitting from the outside, Iowa State's like impossible to defend.
Yeah, and you've seen a lot of these runs that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. I mean, in Monte in those corner threes.
So this is why Monte would have an argument to be on the Big 12 first team. As I mentioned, second in field goal percentage, first in assists, first in assist to turnover, third in minutes played.
That's a great stat.
I mean, the guy, it was everywhere, and he doesn't do it in a flashy way. He's just always out there making plays. And his last five games, he was 12 of 19 from three-point territory. So that was the one knock on him after Oklahoma's like, oh, is Monte going to make a shot? He has. He has stepped up completely. And he's the reason why a lot of Iowa State fans are probably saying he's the MVP potentially of the Big 12 tournament because of the way he can carry it.
Well, and I think there was a long spell this year where George was really the only one that was creating a shot and getting to the rim. Bryce was early on, and then he kind of fell off. Monte's been doing that the last month now, and that's – up until then, we hadn't had that since DeAndre Kane. And now you have two guys that can get to the paint and score.
And finish, too.
Almost at will. I mean, what they did to Isaiah Cousins again on last Monday, like, that's just embarrassing. That's every single play. And I don't know if they were picking on him or if that was just where he happened to be switched onto every single time. But Lon Kruger, your boy, didn't adjust.
It's March.
That was weird.
It's March. Lon struggles in March.
I did not think Monte could get to this level at this stage in his career.
I've told this story.
He is unreal. Well, right.
There was a point the summer before he played where I heard, like, hey, it'd be really nice to be able to redshirt this guy. And then they started practicing and the light came on, and by the end of the year, he's one of their best players.
Well, and as good as he was last year, what was the other thing we heard all summer? Well, can he do it without DeAndre?
Right. Yeah.
Can he do it without Kane next to him to take off all the pressure?
The stat you just gave, that's unbelievable.
And I don't know if
– and honestly, he would probably be a lot higher in steals if West Virginia wasn't forcing 7,000 per game.
That's true.
Defensively, he's really good, too. If you were to ask just your run-of-the-mill Iowa State fan, I bet they go, like, from a fun – like, this is the most important guy, George probably first. Some would probably put McKay ahead of him.
Yeah.
But Monte –
a lot of fans like to rag on George.
Monte is – has been at that level.
You don't need to say it.
This is the crazy.
I'm just saying, if you're pulling the actual fan base, I'm telling you how they're going to react.
No, I was going to make a comment about fans, but
this is the crazy part about all three of those guys: Monte, George, and Jamil, all back next year.
And as long as all right.
And as long as okay himself. So
Matt Thomas coming.
Matt Thomas and Abdul Nader.
It's amazing that these guys are only George is only a junior, and Monte's only a sophomore because it feels like they've been around forever.
Hey. Kirk, are you and your wife, any plans to have any more kids?
Not this again.
Well, I'm just saying, I got a vasectomy guy.
I heard that last
if you're,
time I was here.
If you're in the market, I got a guy for you.
Okay.
Down at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center.
Okay.
And there's no excuses. I know you're up there in Polk City, but we've got eight metro locations: Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, West Des Moines. This is where it's at, iamenscenter.com. As I was explaining to Bloom last week, when I get to the point where it's time to get snipped, I'm going to, if I can swing it around work, I'm going to do it around March Madness, maybe get Rob Gray to cover the tournament for me, and I'm just going to sit around, ice him down, watch basketball.
That's pretty much what you do every March anyway, right? Sit around
after Iowa State gets
oh god no
after Iowa State gets bounced
gets crafted
true. Well played
gets Aaron crafted
that's not where I was going.
Being an Iowa State fan, I ice the jewels quite a bit.
Ice is on ice.
We should do some sort of slogan with the Iowa Clinic Men's Center on icing your icing your boys after Iowa State basketball and football games.
If Iowa State doesn't do it, we have a vasectomy for you.
IAMenCenter.com. Man, I love the people over there. I'm not just saying that. They are absolutely awesome. They sent my little girl, Cammie. We got her a little Iowa Clinic onesie, some passies, a little blanket with her name. Just amazing people. Thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com. Got to take a break. More Big 12 tournament preview after this. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, Cyclone Fanatic Radio on 1460 KXNO.
The weather keeps getting warmer and the deals keep getting hotter. Cyclone Fanatic and Goal Setter Basketball Hoops have teamed up for a March offer that's twice as nice as the rest of the country. Now through March 31st, shop online through Cyclone Fanatic and receive a custom Cyclone fan package valued at more than $500. Qualifying hoop purchases will receive an officially licensed Iowa State pole pad, ISU net, backboard decal, and free delivery. Act fast. Though. This offer is only available at CycloneFanatic.com and only from Made in Iowa Goal Setter Basketball System, the best in basketball.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Dove Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank, the right people, the right process, period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, brought to you as always by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Special Big 12 Tournament Preview Edition. A little housekeeping. Next week we will also be on Monday night from 6 to 7 due to the NCAA tournament next Sunday, Selection Sunday. So next Monday we will be previewing the bracket. We'll be crushing brackets here on Cyclone Fanatic Radio on 1460 KXNO.
Three seed?
Yeah, I think I would, unless they win the Big 12 tournament, I would say Iowa State's.
Well, from the Gray talk to Lenardi, he made it sound like unless they went out, they didn't have a chance at a two, and even then they might not get one.
I still don't know if they would.
But if the, no, I don't think it's a lock. Yeah. But I think if they do win out and win the Big 12 tournament, they're absolutely in the conversation.
Well, I mean, the difference between a three and a two is marginal.
True.
So you guys are better at this than me.
True.
What's the difference between a three and a two and getting to Omaha?
Doesn't impact it at all.
Well, if they're a
unless
two, they would just have
Wisconsin
a, or they would just have an earlier chance at Omaha.
They would have an earlier chance, maybe by a spot. Though.
What do you? Well, okay. What would you put the percentages if Iowa State ended up in Omaha then?
It depends who wins the Oklahoma-Iowa State game. Honestly, I think that's a big part if they play.
Well, and I think it depends too where Wisconsin
and where
goes.
Where would Wisconsin go?
Because they're like, it's,
there's
the
like
difference
in the
between their trip to Columbus and Omaha is like my drive to Ames or Gilbert. Yeah. It's like not
so
much different.
So here's the deal, Iowa State fans. If Wisconsin, we know Kansas is going to Omaha. I think that's pretty much a lock.
What if Kansas, just spitballing, what if they would lose to Kansas State?
I think they're still a two seed.
I don't know if they, because their RPI is at two.
Yeah, they're
there's not.
Yeah. Their strength of schedule is one.
They won the Big 12 regular season. I don't see Iowa State jumping them in the seed order. I just don't. Now, somebody else, I don't know who else could lose there at the two line. It's really tough to get a two seed. But for Iowa State to get Omaha, they have to hope Wisconsin goes somewhere else. And then they beat Oklahoma or somebody, or Baylor perhaps, for that other spot. So I think it's like a four-team race for that.
Okay.
UNI's not getting it.
No, not after losing to Wichita. They were pretty much going to have to win out to be able to seal that. That was interesting what you pointed out earlier, though, Bloom, about Baylor.
It makes sense. I mean, if they beat Iowa State twice, and if they win the whole thing, I don't know how you can put Iowa State ahead of them.
Is it safe to say, though, that Iowa State will likely, if it's not Omaha, it'll be like Louisville or Columbus somewhere?
Probably.
Midwestern-y?
Yeah.
I would think so, too.
I'd say those three, somewhere in those three.
What do you think, Kirk? Are they locked into the three, or is there an outside chance at a four should they potentially lose to Texas? I think Iowa State's a three no matter what.
Probably, but with how they get bounced around sometimes to shift for matchups and rules that they have for bracketing, you could see a maybe sliding to a four, which I think a three. The difference between a three and a two I don't think is big. I think the difference between three and a four is a lot bigger. And a lot of it's just the one seed.
It's true.
But, I mean, they're probably a three seed. As far as where they'll end up, that just so much depends on how strictly are they going to follow. Does Wisconsin go to this place or this place that's 10 miles further? How much they want to reshuffle the whole world? And I saw someone talking about it today on Twitter, how the Midwest schools kind of get hosed because teams from the East and West kind of have their – like
four spots,
have it locked
spots,
off
yeah.
You know, on their sides. There's in the Midwest you have teams that as secondary options can come in from either the East or the West. It's a huge pain,
man. I really hope it's Omaha.
Oh, it'd be
so much fun.
Yeah,
and Sage is
going
to throw us a big party if we get
Omaha.
It's
a huge help. I mean, that if you're a three, you're playing a six seed, that could be like a,
well,
I don't know, like an SMU.
There's like
a
Butler or a Providence.
Butler, those are decent teams at that spot.
I'll show you what Nard Dog has at this point in time. Where is pesky Iowa State at? I know he's got them as a three seed. These darn brackets, I see so many of them this time of year. They all
hit
kind of mesh
control F.
So
it's
New Mexico
State,
and it would be against SMU or Boise. And he has them in Louisville. So you're looking at like an SMU-type team in the second round.
I mean, there's been years where the committee has slotted BYU to play on Sundays. So, I mean, you can't even with rules, you can't predict how the committee will handle things. BYU can't play in Sundays.
But just to give our listeners a concept of who Iowa State could potentially play in the second round, let's go down and look at Jerry Palm, what he has going on. This probably, well, I guess it could happen. He has Iowa State as a three in Columbus against UC Davis. Would meet up with, if the seeding holds, Arkansas in the
second.
That
could happen. Now,
they try and avoid it.
There's a lot of rules that prevents that type of thing. See, the problem is now West Virginia could be a six seed. Iowa State can't play West Virginia. Okay, so
until the Sweet 16.
Until the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
That's
which is gets tricky if there's seven Big 12 teams in the tournament.
Right, and if there's so many in a region, then the rules break down. It's just they won't put Iowa State and West Virginia if West Virginia is a six next to each other. So then you're down to a Providence, an SMU, other schools like that. But that's so far down the road.
Yeah, it's
5 days away, but yeah,
it feels like it feels like a mile away.
But potentially three games away for the Iowa State Cyclones. All right, we got to take our final break of the night. When we come back, I'm going to hound these two experts for some Big 12 tournament predictions. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, a special Big 12 tournament preview edition here from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems on 1460 KXNO.
I get it. Spring feels like it's forever away, and it's easy to put things off until the 70-degree days and sunshiny warmth are here. But if you find yourself wanting to sell or buy a home this spring or summer, you should be planning right now. Hi, I'm Mark Charter, a real estate agent with RE/MAX. Some people think all realtors are the same, that they're just an essential part of the equation in selling or buying a home. Not true. That's why I bought a moving truck that my clients can use free of charge. It's why I offer professional designing advice, pre-listing house cleaning, short 3-month listing contracts, and most recently, unveiled 3 different listing options. You get the choice of paying commissions of 5, 6, or 7% when you list your home with me. If you need more reasons, check out all of my past client reviews on Trulia.com and my own website, MarkCharter.com. As the most recommended realtor in the metro, you'll like what you read, and you'll love working with me. Prime selling and buying season is quickly approaching. Check out MarkCharter.com today.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Wrapping up a special edition Cyclone Fanatic Radio preview for this week's Big 12 tournament. I want to give a shout out to my friend, podcast partner, Mark Charter from Mark Charter Real Estate. You guys ever listen to the Fawcast?
I do.
I dabble.
Friday after work.
Dabble's all right. Right word.
It's pretty popular.
And it's obviously not you, so it's...
No, it's Charter.
Charter and Adam Gray.
Yeah. Wait. It's not obviously not Adam.
It's not, so it must be Charter.
For the next year, the Fawcast, we got a year deal. So the Fawcast is here to stay.
If you guys grow too big and, like, take your Fawcast to, like, I don't know, thechive.com or something, it's been nice to know.
The what?
You. Thechive.com.
What is this?
You've never heard of thechive.com?
No.
Save it for later.
Yeah.
You're just playing games with my heart now.
No, I'm not.
All right, let's fill out these brackets quickly. We don't need to go game by game. I think we've covered Baylor, West Virginia. That's a true toss-up. Bloom really likes Baylor. I think Kirk and I are a little more in the middle there. Do we see Kansas getting to the semis for sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Who comes out of the top half of that bracket, Brent Bloom?
I like Baylor. I don't know why. I'm going
to
regret
2 years in a row, you're taking Baylor to the finals of the Big 12 championship.
No, I didn't touch Baylor last year.
No, but this will be the second year in a row.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to regret it. But
so part of me, if I'm going just based off of what my eyes have seen, Kansas, I don't think gets there. But I also find it hard to believe that 2 years in a row, Bill Self doesn't make it to the Big 12 tournament championship. So I'm going to take Kansas.
Okay. I think I'll take Kansas. But, I mean, it's not a huge shock if they don't make it. I think it's secondary in importance to them. I mean, from the regular season and the NCAA tournament.
But they got the home court.
I'm not saying they don't want to win.
They showed me a lot, guys, on Saturday, the way they played.
They played
at Oklahoma.
And
I mean, they were down three, four guys.
You know, Frank Mason has been outstanding. He the last half of the Big 12 season, he was one of the best players in the conference, and he can carry them. He's got a little.
They do not miss Nadir Tharp.
Okay. No, he's such an upgrade over that guy.
Chucker.
He doesn't have any help. Like if Wayne Selden, who's been really bad for like a month, isn't on, then their wing play is inconsistent.
Watch him score like 30 on
Iowa
State.
He probably will. And Oubre will get 20.
Time, yeah.
It's fine.
Perry Ellis will triumphantly return and drop 40 on the Cyclones. Okay, so Bloom likes Baylor in the big game. Kirk and I will ride the fence and take the one seed Kansas, although it churns my stomach to say that because I'm going against my gut tells me Kansas is not playing in that championship game, but my brain's telling me to pick them.
They've struggled lately. So,
bottom half of the bracket, Iowa State, Texas. I'm going to say that the Horns get past the Red Raiders. Who do you like, gentlemen? Anybody going to go on the limb and pick Texas to upset Iowa State? Anybody?
No, because it's not a fun limb to go on to.
Radio here.
Texas has a lot of talent, and they're desperate, but desperation doesn't, put the ball in the hoop or stop teams from scoring. So,
it's true. It's a great point. Desperation does not score. I learned that in college.
I was going to say, are we talking about basketball still here, or?
I have now unknowingly teed up two huge grapefruits for each of you tonight.
Appreciate that.
I'll be here all week lobbing you grapefruits.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. I like the Sooners.
Agreed. There's too much firepower for them.
Sooners.
Oklahoma, Iowa State in the semifinals.
In that second half, it seemed that Iowa State figured something out on how to attack
those guys. I kind of feel like Iowa State's
Kruger rolling. Will adjust. I don't know how adjustable it is when their personnel can't stay in front of guys.
They continue to switch screens. Like, they never even tried to just play them straight up and get through the screens. They continue to put Cousins on Yang and Thomas on Morris.
But they have to figure that out. Like, it's not going to be the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they continue to switch screens, it probably means their on-ball defense, when they don't switch screens, utterly blows, which is another
utterly
problem.
Blows.
Can't argue with that.
So
I say Iowa State, it's a rematch.
Iowa State, Baylor.
That's what I got. You guys got Kansas.
Dude, that'd be a dream matchup. I'd love to see Iowa State, Kansas.
Kansas would be a great matchup, and people will read sometime this week. I think that would do wonders for the budding rivalry.
Yeah.
Oklahoma and Iowa State have been the two teams knocking on Kansas's door. True. But, I mean, if Iowa State can meet them in the final, beat them again, then you might have something to nod.
Can you imagine Kansas City on Saturday night?
Woo!
Iowa State, Kansas, 50-50 in that building.
I can't imagine.
70-degree weather.
I hope that they up security.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the amount of drunkenness is going
all
to be
day.
Off
all
the chain.
Day.
Can you know, like last year before that game, how Iowa State flooded the power.
Oh, yeah,
I can imagine mixing a ton
if
of blue in
both there.
And that was off the charts too, because it was like St. Patrick's Day weekend, which I assume they'll be celebrating this weekend as
absolutely.
Well. You had that and all the riffraff wearing green with the blue and the cardinal and gold.
Oh.
If there's that many Kansas fans there, there's –
where's everybody going
to
go?
It took you like half an hour to walk through that courtyard
it's just
last
the Iowa
year.
State
I mean,
people. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Call the fire chief. I don't know if they can handle that many people.
Anyway, there'll be some electricity in the building.
Who's got the call? Do we know who's got the call?
It's Fran and Fran and Brent.
Fran and Brent will be there.
They will be there. Holly will be there, too.
Good job by the Big 12 to take care of the no more of these Big 12 network junkie early round. Like, they even had a Big 12 network semifinal
Thursday
night
ESPNU, though.
All right. That's okay. It's national. It's national.
2015. If you don't
shout out
ESPNU,
to
then, come on.
Steve Young for filling in for AD tonight. John Sellers, of course, as always. 4 o'clock tomorrow, Ross Peterson and I will be on the Sports Fanatics Morning Rush tomorrow at 6. So long, everybody.